It's Thursday morning. We usually check in at Ivy Tech. Jenny Vaughn is under the weather today. I'm under the weather today. Well, we hope Steve Bryant, I used to know his title,
He's the executive director of the Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship
at Ivy Tech. Steve Bryant, ladies and gentlemen.
You guys are awesome.
Well, I've been working on my lines.
Well, you do it enough. Your practice makes perfect.
Exactly, and we appreciate you joining us this morning. And
happy to be here.
Oh, he's perfectly healthy, by the way.
It sounds like it.
I feel great.
rub it in.
The heck with you.
Rub it in, man. Well, as the great Fernando once said, it is better to look good than to feel good. So I'm getting through that. Now, out at Ivy Tech, you guys have – it's a busy spring. It's always a busy spring. Keith's got a laundry list of things
that are
going on.
The interesting thing is we share something because on Tuesday we talked to Congressman Trey Hollingsworth.
We did.
He was out at Ivy Tech on Tuesday.
He was making the rounds. Yeah. That's great. What do you have to say out there, Steve?
Well, he contacted us and wanted to come talk about what we're doing at the Cook Center for Entrepreneurship and our Small Business Development Center to grow small businesses in the region. Kind of wanted to hear from representatives from the Small Business Development Center, our SCORE chapter, which is a group of retired executives who do free consulting. The Indiana Economic Development Corporation came and just talked a little bit about what small business is talking about in terms of how it relates to the federal concern and things like regulation and taxes and health care, all those fun things. And funding for small businesses is one thing we talked a lot about, and that's one thing he has the opportunity to work on in the House Finance Committee up in Congress.
Yeah, he was talking about that with us on the airwaves, saying that's his main focus on helping real people running real things get some help or make sure they're being taken care of, because we know small businesses is one of the main hirers of people anywhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Steve, let me ask you a question about that. Does he like sit down and talk to you guys, or was it one of those where we're walking and talking?
A little bit of both, actually. We did
probably
a tour of
the
Indiana Center. We did a tour of the Indiana Center for the Life Sciences and showed them around the building a little bit, and you know how we work with many life sciences businesses here, and that kind of flowed into a discussion about, you know, what are you hearing from the students who are thinking about starting businesses or small business owners who are out there, and you know what can I do about it? And he was listening, which was great.
Good. Well, you like to have that in a congressman.
Yeah, if you're going to come to your district, come by and see what the real people are doing, and. That's a good way to get off to a good start.
How long was he with you?
He was here a little over an hour, almost an hour and a half. Because we also talked a little bit about Ivy Tech and its workforce alignment mission. Mary Jane Michelak from Indianapolis, who's our vice president of government relations for Ivy Tech, came and talked about, you know, the importance of Pell Grants, how Dr. Elsperman's really realigning more discussions with employers to get more of our programs aligning with what they need, you know, here this year.
Yeah, I don't mean to be flippant about that, but what's the point if you're not aligned? That's kind of.
I think that's it. Yeah, I mean, we've been an open enrollment organization for a long time, and people just come in and kind of have taken classes, you know, whatever they want to take, and they sometimes don't amount to anything, you know. So I think this is more of, you know, what is the industry demanding?
Yeah, directional workforce.
Well, but absolutely. We've always been pretty responsive to what local businesses need.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, well, a good example of that, Steve Ferguson from Cook Medical came over for that meeting as well, and he talked about, you know, how what we call Achieving Your Degree, which is our program to work with industry.
What about the program you got with the Cook people?
Well, that's it. Yeah, they call it My Cook Pathway, and you're talking about the success of that program, almost 400-plus Cook employees coming back to Ivy Tech and other institutions of higher education to get certificates or degrees, and that's a huge draw for us.
Yeah,
and something that others can learn from.
We're talking with Steve Bryant, who is the executive director of the Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship. And let me switch a little bit, because this kind of ties in with what Trey Hollingsworth was looking at, and the Duke It Out thing that you do, and you can talk about that in a second, but the real question for me is, this is new, but what do you hope comes out of that for the students in the future?
Well, our Duke It Out is a pitch competition for any student at Ivy Tech to come in, and if they have an idea, they get to learn the process of giving an effective pitch, and part of that is just the whole soft skill of, you know, can you communicate what you're trying to do, how you're going to do it, and at the end of it, how you're going to make money, and there's actually some prize money for it, which is really good. So the winner gets $500. That's the cost of a class over here, at least.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, for those that actually want to take that idea and move it to the next stage, then they can come sit down with us at the Entrepreneurship Center or the Small Business Development Center and work on a full business plan or take a few of our classes, whatever that may be, and hopefully we get a couple of businesses out of it.
Now, I know it's new, but has anyone followed through and developed anything based on that?
One of our students from last year,
right.
Ben Crandall is his name, Crandall Custom Concepts. He does kind of the Pimp My Ride business here in town. Mm-hmm. He was starting that business along the process, so this really helped him kind of organize the business idea into something more concrete, and he's got it going. I mean, I think he is still a student but also operating the business on the side, but that's what we want to see.
Well, Ben was in my class. He works at one of the local auto shops, and I will tell you, on the weekends, he's doing shows with his vehicles.
Yeah, all the stuff
yeah.
he's put together.
He's an amazing
yep.
young man, so that's great. Now, on a lower level, you got the lemonade day for the little guys.
Yeah, just kicked off. I just got my emails from the Boys and Girls mm-hmm. Club.
Yeah, registration just opened up for Lemonade Day, which will be held on May 20th, and this is a fun, free, hands-on program teaching young kids how to start own and operate their business. Any kid that wants to be part of it can register at monroecounty.lemonadeday.org. Mm-hmm. And last year we had over 800 kids in the county. That's Ellettsville, Steinsville, Bloomington participating. And, many of them were doing it as whole groups of kids, Girl Scout troops, Boy Scout
right.
troops, different schools kind of partnered on it. It was really cool to see. And they're all giving money back to charities. I think there were probably 10 dozen charities in town that got some check from a kid, for maybe $15, but still, it's a really cool thing to do.
And how much does it cost, Steve? Because people here register and they get nervous.
It's free, man. It's free. You actually get free T-shirts if you're a kid.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Everything is free. And the other great thing that Jeff Baldwin and I usually talk about with Lemonade Day is you don't have to start on day one.
No.
You can join the process at any time. They really
yep.
eliminate the barriers to get involved with it. So if life happens and you can't make it to the first meeting, mm-hmm. you're okay. You can
absolutely.
You can jump in with
tell
that.
Tell them, though, Steve, what you guys do to help the kids, because it's not just, okay, kids, here's a piece of paper, follow the directions.
Yeah, well, actually, we provide hands-on workbooks for the parents or the mentors and the kids to walk through to build a budget, to think about all mm-hmm. the things that they're going to need. How do you develop your stand? Where do you put it? You obviously
right.
want to have it real estate.
Pick your location,
real
location,
estate,
location,
location,
location.
Yeah, you got to be somewhere where people uh-huh. are going to be to sell some product. I learned this the hard way. I did my first Kool-Aid stand in a cul-de-sac.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
the garbage man and I think the mailman got some of my money.
Now, the other part about this is it's a one-third, one-third, one-third.
Mm-hmm.
Spend
yep.
it, save it, share it.
Yeah.
Yep, spend it, save it, share it. And there's actually a registration event at College Mall this weekend on Saturday from, I think it's 11 o'clock to about 3. And then on April 1st, Ivy Tech's Indiana Center for the Life Sciences out here at 501 North Profile Parkway, we're hosting Lemonade Day University, where the kids and their parents can come and learn about effective stand building, how to
construction,
how do you actually,
marketing,
construction,
guerrilla
marketing, business. How to not poison the people you're
That's
handing
right.
it to by proper sanitation techniques.
Steve, I know the answer to this next thing,
well,
but people on the outside probably don't believe it, that there are actually college scholarships, even at Ivy Tech, that sometimes people don't even apply for.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have over $150,000 worth of scholarships here that are, free to apply for and free if you get it. This is stuff you don't have to pay back.
Right.
So anybody looking to take courses here at Ivy Tech or transfer to IU or Indiana State, Ball State can come in and look. And honestly, some of them are very topic-specific, program-specific, mm-hmm. like nursing or computing. But others are just open for any student who demonstrates financial need. So I always tell students who come in, hey, look at our scholarships.
That's right.
All you got to do is put in an application, and you might actually get some money for
it. It's free money. And before we let you go, you got open house coming up.
Yeah, we have an open house for anybody looking to come into Ivy Tech to learn more about how to be a student here or transfer to other campuses. And that'll be March 22nd at our main campus in Shreve Hall from 5:30 to 7:30 in the evening.
Stay well.
I'm going to try. You too, man.
Boy in the bubble. Let's do it. Good job. We appreciate your time, as always. And
all right,
I know
fellas.
We'll talk to you here in the coming future.
A pleasure, as always.
The executive director of the Gale and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship, Chris Bryant, third baseman,
yeah,
Chicago Chicago Cubs. There we go.
He is a Cubs fan.
Oh, he's a huge Cubs
yeah.
fan. I know that. Good job, Steve Bryant, as always. We appreciate his time. Again, just be entertaining and bring good information. It's not a hard thing to do here.